When I was pregnant with my first daughter, when I was 35, and obviously you go for lots of blood tests, and I've always filled out any forms when it comes to, your background as white Afro-Caribbean, because that's my background. That's who I am. So obviously, unbeknownst to me, one of the tests that they test when you put that down is for sickle cell and for the trait. I'd never had heard of it really up until then. About 4 days later, I got a phone call from Western Hospital to ask me to come in. They'd found something, not to worry, but they were Dr. Nawasu, who was a consultant at Western in the gynecology, was very interested to speak to me. So I went in, and he explained that I was a carrier of the sickle cell trait. And he then asked my background and information and why I put on my form. In his words, and these were his words, "You're very, very white, a very English rose type. You're not somebody we would generally associate with sickle cell." So I explained my family, and he said, it makes sense. His advice then was to go back to mum, and obviously my gran was still alive then, and see if we could arrange for the family to be tested to see if we could find out where, how, I became a carrier of the trait. And that's what we did. And then when they tested my gran, it came back that my gran had sickle cell. She didn't have the trait, she had sickle cell, and she was 83 at the time. She was born in 1925, obviously, back then. I think the life prognosis was very short. And what they then discovered as to why she had never suffered any pain, any symptoms or anything, was because she carried the F gene, which apparently had protected her all the way through her life. But my great grandfather grew up in Bridgetown in Barbados, but his father was very, very cruel. So he stowed away on a ship and landed in Liverpool. And when he landed there as a seafarer looking for accommodation, he ended up boarding at my great grandmother's house. And my great grandmother was white Jewish, but her father was black and her mother was white. So that's how he met my great grandma, and they got married. But because he wasn't allowed to legally live in England and Liverpool, he always went to sea and came back, and then would stay and then go back to sea again. And they had seven children, seven daughters. It kind of seems Liverpool is known because of the docks. So I'm guessing somewhere along the line, my great grandma's family must have also travelled over and settled in Liverpool. But again, the information there is really, really hazy. So that's like the background that I've got on that. Like I say, it's a bit, I know it seems a bit vague, but my grandma's very about talking about, yeah, she'd suffered a lot of racial abuse when she was a child, as did her sisters.